הגמרא דאלה משנה בית מה דרך חבר שיוכל עצו והוא אינה מאמינו על המייס. Somebody wants to host his friend. He wants his friend to come eat by him. And the friend is refusing to eat by him. And he makes a neder, he takes a vow stating that if you don't come eat by me, all my property will be offered to you or will be forbidden for you to derive any benefit from my property. The problem is that the reason why the friend doesn't want to come eat by him is because the potential host is an Amar, and maybe he didn't take my strips from the food that he will be serving. Afa pish ainu mamino aham maisros. Uvavai shiyamelo mu sarnim. The chachamim will allow the friend to come eat by him on the first Shabbat after the wedding of a bachur to a besula. If the potential host is marrying off his son or daughter, the first Shabbat after the wedding, it would be mutter for the friend to come eat by him, even though he doesn't trust him regarding maisros, as long as the host does tell him that the food he is serving, the maisers have been taken off from it. As the chachamim were lenient in this case, that the host made a neder for offering all of his property on his friend if he doesn't come eat by him, and they allow the person to come eat by him the first Shabbat after a wedding, as long as the host tells him that the maiser has been taken off from the food. The reason why the chachamim were makel, they were lenient in this case, because they didn't want eva, they didn't want any resentment and hate between people, so therefore they would make an exception in this case and allow the person to eat on the Shabbat after the wedding. Uvi Shabbat Shnia Afa Pisha Nader Mimeno Hana Lo Yecho Achi Asher. But on a second Shabbat, it's already eaten by him on one Shabbat, and now it's a second Shabbat and the host wants him to come eat by him again. In this case, even though he made a neder stating if you don't come eat by me again, my property will be offered to you by Hanah. Even so, it is forbidden for him to eat any food by the Amoritz's house until he takes off Meister from that food. He can't trust him anymore regarding the Meisteris, as once he ate by him once, even though the host makes another netter, if he doesn't come eat by him again, he's not allowed to trust him. He can only eat there if he takes off Meisteris himself from the food that the host would be serving. Second of the Meisteris, Dalad Mishnah Gimel. But the other Omer, ain't not himself licorice, ain't. The Maitre Anishol Tamar. Rabbi Yehuda said, somebody buys produce from an Am Haaretz on the third and sixth years of Shemitah, that the Dinit, on the third and sixth years of Shemitah, the Maitre that are taken off are Maitre Rishon and Maitre Ani. At the other years of Shemitah, you take off Maitre Rishon and Maitre Sheni. The Maitre Sheni is brought to Yerushalayim. But on the third and sixth years of Shemitah, instead of taking off Maitre Sheni, you take off Maitre Ani. And somebody buys produce from Am Haaretz on the third and sixth years of Shemitah, he only has to take off the Maitre Rishon, but not the Maitre Ani. It's not necessary for him to take off the Maitre Ani from the produce he buys from an Am Haaretz, because Am Haaretz himself took off the Maitre Ani before he sold it. Even though an Am Haaretz is suspect for not taking off Maitre, but we don't suspect him not to take off the Maitre Ani, because there's no reason at all for the Ani not to take off the Maitre Ani, because it will not cause him any loss not to take it off. Because even if he wants to steal the Maitre from the Ani by not giving the Maitre to the Ani, he will still take off the Maitre Ani from his produce and then simply eat it himself, as Maitre Ani is not forbidden for somebody who's not a coin to eat it. It's given to any Ani, even if it's not a coin. So therefore, the Am Haaretz will take off the Maitre Ani so that his produce will not be tevel. His produce, which the Maitre will not take it from it, is tevel. It's forbidden to eat it, so the Am Haaretz will take off the Maitre Ani. And if he doesn't want to give it to the Ani, he'll just eat it himself, as Maitre Ani is mutter for somebody who's not a coin to eat it. As opposed to the Maitre Rishon, it will cause the Am Haaretz a loss to take off the Maitre Rishon. Because once he takes off the Maitre Rishon, it's forbidden to eat the Maitre Rishon until he takes off Trumas Maitre. And Trumas Maitre is forbidden for anybody who's not a coin to eat. So therefore, the Am Haaretz will not want to take off the Maitre Rishon, because he will incur a loss. As opposed to the Maitre Ani, no loss will be incurred by him taking off the Maitre Ani. If he chooses to steal the Maitre Ani from the Aniyim and not give it to the Aniyim, he simply can eat it himself, as Maitre Ani is permitted to be eaten by somebody who's not a coin. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have to be concerned that the Am Haaretz did not take off the Maitre Ani. So somebody buys produce from an Am Haaretz on the third and sixth years of Shemitah does not have to worry about taking off the Maitre Ani from the produce. The Chacham Marim, Kari Shem, Bain Sarach Lahap. The Chachamim said, when you buy produce from an Am Haaretz on the third and sixth year of the Shemitah, you should designate where the Ma'aser Ani is, so you don't have to separate the Ma'aser Ani from the produce. As according to the Chachamim, when you buy the produce from the Am Haaretz, it is proper for you to designate the Ma'aser Ani. If you have a heap of grain, you should say exactly where the Ma'aser Ani would be. You say it to the north of the heap or to the south of the heap. You're designating where in the heap the Ma'aser Ani is. And that would be enough so that the produce that you have is not teva. And it's not necessary for you to go ahead and separate the Ma'aser Ani and give it to the Ani. That is the halacha. When you separate the Ma'aser from Demai, you don't have to give the Ma'aser either to the Levi, or in this case, to the Ani, because Amayti Mechaber or Allah Haraya, the Ani or the Levi would have to bring proof that the Amaris who sold you the produce didn't take off the Ma'aseris himself. So therefore, you can keep the Ma'aseris for yourself. Just in the case of Ma'aser Rishon, you have to take off the Trumas Ma'aser and give it to the Kohen, as Trumas Ma'aser is forbidden for anybody who's not a Kohen to eat it. So you can't keep it for yourself, you have to give it to the Kohen. But as far as Ma'aser Ani is concerned, the Ma'aser Ani can be kept to yourself, as Ma'aser Ani is mutter for a non-Kohen to eat it. So according to the Chachamim, even though it's most likely that the Amar took off the Ma'aser Ani himself, there's no reason why you shouldn't designate the Ma'aser Ani. You should say exactly where in the heap of grain the Ma'aser Ani is. And that way you're ensuring that the produce is not tevel, and you can keep the Ma'aser Ani for yourself. You don't even have to separate it from the produce. So therefore, since this is such a simple process, there's no reason for you not to designate the Ma'aser Ani, just to ensure that the produce you are buying is not tevel.